It's the first Afro-Dakar meeting of the year, and a couple dozen women have gathered in a room just next to a hair salon in the Senegalese capital. Some of the women are business owners, some are members of the local feminist movement, and others are successful bloggers. They make up Nappy Galsen, a group of women encouraging and celebrating natural hairstyles, especially the Afro. One of the meeting's organizers, Agnes Jouf, said their group name is a play on words that uses the traditional word nappy, which sometimes can have negative connotations, and turns the word around to make it something positive. It's natural and happy, she says. It's a mix of the two. It's to say that natural hair, it's not a disaster, said Jouf. To Claire Wilson, who has an online vintage clothing store and is a nappy herself, said though the movement is growing in Dakar, it is still hard to find salons that can style natural hair. That's why their gatherings, deemed Afro-Dakar meetings, where they share information about how to care for and treat natural hair, are important.
Il faut être solidaire, surtout que ici au Sénégal, c'est pas encore aussi le mouvement est nouveau.
We have to have solidarity, she says. Especially here in Senegal, the movement is new, so that's why we have to have solidarity, to know how to take care of it and to not get discouraged, because there are a lot of women who started to grow their hair frizzy and who afterwards straightened it again because they didn't know how to take care of it, so they became discouraged, she said. A self-described feminist, Maguette Gay, said she sees a link between a woman's pride and wearing natural hair.
Quand j'ai décidé de laisser carrément le défrisage et de laisser pousser mes cheveux naturels,
when I decided to really stop straightening and to let my natural hair grow, she said, I saw another me. I discovered another Maguette, and I liked that Maguette, and I let my natural hair grow. On her blog, The Simple Life of MG, Marie-Grace Agboton doles out advice to the growing number of women choosing to wear their hair naturally.
Que ça devient, on va dire, un retour aux valeurs de la femme africaine.
One could say it is becoming a return of honor to the African woman, said Agboton. There are some who are saying, we are no longer obligated to have smooth hair to feel beautiful. We can have our hair and walk proudly down the street. Product advice is one of the elements on Agboton's blog that helps new nappies learn how to style their hair. At Les Erwin in Dakar's Pointe-Eure neighborhood, salesperson Fatou Njai said their products are selling quicker as more people turn to natural hairstyles. While straightened hair is still the most common way to wear women's hair in Senegal, people like Agboton hope that with a little encouragement and advice, more people will choose to go natural. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.